This is Inside Agriculture on the RFD Radio Network. I'm Rita Frazier. Adam Nielsen, Director of National Legislation, Illinois Farm Bureau, talks about the expected House passage of the new CARE bill, the new stimulus package, and what it means for agriculture.
Yes, in fact, the hope is that they don't even have to show up, that will be done by unanimous consent. Of course, there's always the potential for somebody who wants to attract attention to themselves to object to that, and then, of course, Congress would have to come back into, or the House would come back into session, and they would have to do a roll call vote. So I think that everybody has their fingers crossed that Friday morning by midday, we will have that bill on the way to the White House.
As you have, and you've, you know, read so much and tried to pick out the agriculture points, the points that will impact agriculture. What do we know and kind of get in there, especially on that CCC money? What does that mean for us?
Well, that means that the USDA will have a fully loaded CCC a little bit earlier than they would ordinarily get it. That usually happens in June. They're replenished up to $30 billion. As a result of this bill, assuming it is passed by the House and signed into law, that will take place automatically. So USDA will very shortly will have $30 billion of spending authority in the CCC. And of course, that's for all the farm programs and some conservation, but it also has funded over the last 2 years the MFP program. There are some thoughts that they will be able to use some of that money to help farmers get through what will be a very difficult time.
Adam Nielsen, Illinois Farm Bureau, with a look inside agriculture.